Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Oh. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95BFM?
At this point of the evening, we're running a little bit later, but there's no pressure here. But this is BFM. Right. We run a tight and loose ship at the same time. Welcome to the BFM studios, Oscar Perez.
Kia ora.
How are you?
Thank you. Thank you for the warm welcome.
Now, I don't know if we got enough out of that R. I feel like it's more of a Perez.
Perez.
Is that... You say it's it the
whatever
best.
It's whatever you want to say.
Can you sign off from the news, like, right now?
No.
You, please?
Oscar.
I'll do it at the end.
Okay,
I'll do it at the end.
Oscar, you volunteer up here, and I think this segment is used to showcase different people's musical taste, and this is a great opportunity. You do The Wire, and you don't necessarily get all the time in the world to play your own music on The Wire, so this is a great space for us to go, hey, mate, what has been floating your boat and
spinning your dials, eh?
Indeed, like every so often when I run out of content, we do get a few songs in there, and every so often at the end of the Drive Island shows, I can throw in a little bit there, here and there.
By the way, are you paneling on Friday?
Sure am.
Yes.
Yeah, sure am.
Oscar,
let's just be clearer about that. Every time we do a Drive Island at the moment, Oscar's been up here pushing all the buttons. It's a really kind of a thankless position. So
while
we're making eye contact, I'd like to say thank you so much for that, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Kapa.
Yeah, no. So, What is cooking?
What's your first song that came off the rank?
The first song is it's an odd little mashup number. Right now, basically my music taste is kind of like dystopian weird noise things, like your computer's breaking, because if the music sounds like it's breaking, hopefully I'm not breaking.
I feel you.
It's a bit of a somber mood, but we've got some fun, like really weird club music stuff as well, because you know I don't go out a lot anymore.
So you make the club in the bedroom.
Yeah, Fair enough. You know, got to write those essays and just have like raging.
I actually figured
noises in the background.
Just talking about sort of raving in your bedroom, I figured out a cute little life hack the other day, and I'm sure other people have done it. I'm not trying to be saying that I'm some kind of genius or anything, but turn the light on your phone and then just flicker your finger in front of the light.
Strobes.
And you've got a strobe. Yo, I'm just saying, give it a whack.
Next time
you're in darkness, children, give that a little whack.
That's some next level stuff. So up first, we have a track. It's a combination of two songs. I'll let it play and then...
Yes.
Y'all can guess what the two songs are if you want.
Dang. Explain the vibe, please, Oscar.
That was Auburn's remix, well, mashup of The Holy Hour by The Cure and a track called a track by Petit Singe, who was an Italian DJ. I don't know. It's just noisy and nice, and his vocals, which is a rarity.
In the last couple of years, Oscar, have you had the chance? Because The Cure have been down here twice in the last while. Have you managed to see them?
I didn't go to either of them. No,
I'm kind of like a little bit of a Cure fan, like not a huge fan, but I do enjoy the odd Cure song or two. And I went and saw them, and oh my god, it was earth-shatteringly good. It was so
good. Was this the most
good.
Recent one?
No, it was the second to last one. The second.
My mother went to the last one, and she said it was good. However, seeing Robert Smith's face on a big screen is slightly
that is too
sad
close.
Anymore.
And in like Blu-ray?
Yeah, but bless Robert Smith.
My first Cure experience was actually finding a tape in a skip bin.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm. I found a few tapes in there. It was like a best of Cure tape.
Intriguing.
There was some Radiohead, which didn't take to that very much. But there was also a funeral of an old man called Fred in there as well. And
R.I.P. Fred.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, really nice guy in the community. Soul. I don't know his last name, but really nice guy. Had a fucking mint garden, by the way. I listened to the funeral once or twice.
Yeah.
And just great family and stuff. And I do hope that I go out like a Fred. Like it felt good.
That's always a lovely feeling.
It's a Cure.
Now, Oscar, what is the next song you've got queued up?
The next song is a weird little square. It doesn't actually have a name because I live on the internet and no one seems to want to coherently portray what they're on about, but it's a song by Drum Loop, who is a wonderful DJ online. They exist offline as well, I would assume.
You're assuming though.
Yeah, I am assuming. But yeah, it's a bit of a weird, somber little one, but
that's why we got you here.
Yeah. The welcome to Oscar's weird, somber, noisy, I don't know.
Mixtape.
Yeah.
Thank you.
heaven is.
Ah, oh, bless. That, yeah, that was a weird square symbol by Drum Loop. Up next, we're gonna slightly change the pace of things because, you know, that was a little somber. And although my voice sounds as monotonous as the I don't even know what the term for somberness.
You like,
there we go.
Are we heading to the fact that you like to party as much as the next person?
Party is a dangerous term.
I'm just going to look at your shoes real quick. You definitely like to step it out. I don't know about like.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't like to groove too much. It doesn't look like.
I could pull some footwork, but.
Those are grunty shoes, by the way.
They're very grunty shoes. Speaking of grunty shoes, I'm not even going to apologize for this. This is over 160 BPM. This is just going to go for it.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Is that gabba?
Yeah.
What genre is that?
That's Casual Gabba by a DJ called Amor Ocean. He's part of Casual Gabba's crew.
Casual Gabba's crew.
They're a French or Parisian collective. Big up them. They liked my post on Facebook, but that's not why I'm playing their music, because
they love raving.
They're just a bunch. They kind of look like me, just a bunch of white guys with shaved heads, but they love everyone, and that's a peaceful-ish modern gabba song.
Mm.
And now we'll just go back to being a bit darker. Oh shoot. And play more, because everyone seems to hate it, which is just the lovely
No, that's thing. Not the case at all, actually.
50-50.
If we look at the text machine, we've got a 50-50 split of basically people who are feeling things, which is what this drive show
is
here to
do.
We're here to make people feel things.
And someone's like, you're flipping my melon.
Well, if you want to... If you want to get more flipping, here's another one. You might recognize the sample. This is a lot older than the last track.
You're really starting to peel now.
Oh, Proto Gabba.
You just like this.
scene.
You're tuned to BFM. This is What's Cooking. This is the segment where we get in a raft of different BFM people, a raft of who's who around town. We've got Oscar Perez, who's in here. He's our number one panelist at present for the 95 BFM Drive Island. You come in and you drive the studio buttons for us while we do our thing. We kick back and sit in deck chairs there at Drive Island and
like
enjoy.
Like Chewbacca to your collective Han Solo.
Yes.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Yeah. Yeah. R.I.P. to the god.
Is Chewbacca dead? Oh, Chewbacca.
Yes, yes.
The guy? That tall guy?
Rest his soul.
R.I.P.
Yeah, that... And apparently, I was told this was music that you listen to whilst cooking.
Mm-hmm. That's the idea.
That's the idea.
It's a flexible approach.
For those of you doubting that this is what I listen to whilst cooking, you can ask my mum, and she will sob and be distraught at the fact that, yes, this is what I play over Aldous Harding and her collection. Not that I have anything against Aldous Harding.
I feel like mostly you're cooking 2 minute noodles or something though. It's just I've got 2 minutes.
No, I tell you what, I feel like he's definitely browning some onions.
Yeah,
for
this
style of music. That, if you're doing Gabba, you're
plate
browning
of browned onions.
Onions
then?
Yeah, well, yeah, of course.
Okay.
Just, I mean, maybe.
I've overthought this.
Onion.
Maybe some mashed potato.
Yeah. Although mashed potato sits heavy, like you can't hit the footwork on the floor.
There's so many ways to do mashed potato. No. Can someone text in 5395 the ultimate way to do a mashed potato?
Oh.
Shall we go through our suggestions first?
We've only got 15 minutes on this package box.
Apparently you want it as dry as possible. So if you dry roast it for
the potato?
Over like 40 minutes, no oil, just salt. And absorb, like get all the moisture out.
Right.
And then you can like re-sieve it. Like you press it through a sieve. Which makes
Ooh, a little off mic disagreement.
If you want to,
you haven't added mayo yet, which is really concerning to me.
Mayo, apparently,
white on white, bro.
mustard. Apparently, Greek yogurt and scrambled eggs.
Yeah,
is the best way to make creamy scrambled eggs.
Mm. You've totally changed topic.
This is your
just a quick side note there. I highly recommend cream, mash it up, and then whip it with a whipper.
Yeah, with some chives. You putting chives in there? What are you doing?
If you push it through
imagine
a sieve,
it's my birthday. Imagine it's my birthday, kind of thing.
I'd say, maybe a bit of mustard if you're a spicy person.
Not enough detail here. We need crack pepper and a bit of salt.
Oscar, we're fast running out of time. Do you have one more short song?
Oh, would you like one more song?
If you got one more little short one, we can tap out of this.
100.
I mean, yeah, I do have one more song. Short song is just the question. Short song. There's of course the classic Thunderdome intro, which is a great tune, but it's should have really been played at the start of the.
It's all right, we can go on it. There's no rules.
It's most likely the start of someone's evening.
Can we just say, Oscar Perez, thank you very much for coming in and guest selecting some music here on 95 BFM.
We can, but we should probably push the R a little bit more. Thank you, Oscar Perez, for coming in and doing What's Cooking Tonight. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you for having me. I actually do have. We're going back to the new school. This is 2 minutes. This is just a bit of fun.
What else are we here for?
Yeah.
That is literally our MO.
This is, the time is quarter to seven.
It's 6:48.
6:48.
Oscar Perez.
Oscar Perez Tokungawa. And you're back tuned into Drive on 95 BFM. If you will hear that one.
We'll go on and on.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.